Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Two men who organized an effort to curb black voter participation will pay over $1 million to New York State for transmitting false and threatening messages. According to the state attorney general's office, in March, a federal judge ruled against Jacob Wohl and Jack Berggren and said they were liable for targeting black voters. As part of a robocall campaign prior to the 2020 election, hundreds of black voters were contacted with recorded messages warning of potential dangers of voting by mail. The messages falsely claimed voting by mail would provide personal information to law enforcement and debt collectors and could be used as part of a mandatory vaccine effort. A 24-year-old woman faces multiple charges after she was the subject of two separate chases by Chautauqua County Sheriff's deputies. Authorities list Savannah Dorsey Carter as homeless and say she is currently being held on $25,000 bail. The first chase was conducted on March 18th in the town of Gary. Deputies found the suspected vehicle overturned in a ditch and then proceeded to follow the suspect's two-mile path to a cabin in the woods. Dorsey Carter was taken to a hospital for treatment and then charged. More charges were filed early Tuesday morning after deputies joined a chase that originated in Pennsylvania. That chase ended in the town of Mina when the driver fled into the woods. And officials in the city of Buffalo are taking steps to help students work through the college financial aid process. Later today, a press conference will highlight local workshops on filling out FAFSA forms. State leaders in Albany will seek another extension as negotiations on a new budget continue to linger. The state budget was due April 1st, but lawmakers now say they will pass another spending extender when they meet on Thursday. Education aid is among the items holding up the process. Governor Kathy Hochul's initial spending plan called for a significant cut in school funding, though she has since softened on that stance. Addressing the New York State affordable housing crisis and new legislation aimed at curbing retail theft have also provided points of contention. Education spending is a source of concern in the West Seneca School District. Union members made their voices heard during Tuesday's school board meeting in a public protest of a plan that would cut as many as 30 teaching positions. District officials say the proposal looks to address a $5 million budget shortfall. Interim Superintendent Jeffrey Raby told the Buffalo News that another 17 non-teaching positions will be cut to cover the spending gap. A new permanent superintendent is expected to be announced in the coming days. And county officials will gather with partners this morning in celebrating the Week of the Young Child. The week is promoted by the National Association for the Education of Young Children, a professional membership organization that works to promote early learning among all children birth through age 8. This morning's event at the Hennepin Community Center on Ludington Street in Buffalo will feature members of Parent New York, Western New York, the Live Well Erie Initiative, Early Childhood Petals, and Help Me Grow Western New York. County Executive Mark Poloncarz will also be on.
This live stream of WBFO is made possible by Canisius University. At Canisius University, Griffs know there is no progress without action. Moved by compassion and courage, they look at the world and say, "We can do better," and then do it. Canisius University, where leaders are made.
On Monday, WBFO's Holly Kirkpatrick was out talking to people viewing the solar eclipse. And in one particular case, she met a couple whose experience of the celestial event sparkled a little bit more than others. They got engaged just after totality.
I think, is this a world exclusive?
A world exclusive?
I guess so, it might be.
So can you firstly introduce yourselves and then just explain what just happened during the solar eclipse of Buffalo?
Okay, my name is Chaney Brockington. I'm a therapist. I'm originally from the Hudson Valley and been in Buffalo now for about 5 years, and this is my partner.
I'm Davion Johnson. I'm a Buffalo transplant from Dallas. I've been here for a few years as well, and just proposed to my girlfriend.
I'm engaged.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So you just popped the question during totality?
Yes.
I popped the question during totality. Yes, she is the total eclipse of my heart.
Oh my gosh, you're so corny. I had absolutely no idea today. I felt like you were acting a little odd, but I wasn't really sure. And the eclipse happened. We went into the path of totality, and shortly after, it started to brighten back up, and I turned around, and he had flowers in one knee, and it was absolutely magical. I'm so grateful to be with you. I really am.
Oh my goodness, this is so cute.
So exciting.
And how long have you been planning this for?
That's a good question. I've technically had the ring in a drawer for probably 8 months, just sitting there chilling, figuring out like what to do with it. I knew it was going to go on her finger, just didn't know the when. So I think the plan to actually do this was actually randomly last month. I was like, you know what? Why not? Let's make it something special. You got this total eclipse happening. This could be cool. And let's pop that question.
Well, congratulations from me and from us at WBFO.
Thank you so much. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited. I'm engaged.
That was WBFO's Holly Kirkpatrick speaking with Chaney Brockington and Davion Johnson, who got engaged during the eclipse. And I thought my eclipse was memorable because a bat flew by my face during the darkness. Well, New York State lawmakers plan to meet again on Thursday to pass another spending extender that will last until April 16th. The budget was due April 1st, as we hear now from WBFO Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt.
State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says she'd hoped that the budget, now 10 days late, would have been done by now. But she says talks have been slow, and there have been other distractions, like a major celestial event on Monday.
People are asking, did I think it would be finished with the budget before the eclipse and hope springs eternal? And I was hoping that at least it would be simultaneous, but the eclipse has come and gone. So we didn't make that deadline, but we continue to work towards concluding the budget, you know, as quickly as possible.
Stewart-Cousins says the Senate will break for the Muslim holiday that marks the end of fasting during the month of Ramadan, and then briefly return on Thursday to pass another extender that will last through Tuesday. That's so state workers and state contractors can continue to be paid. The major issues that are unresolved in the budget include a housing package. It would build more affordable housing, offer tax breaks to developers who agree to add affordable units, and strengthen rights for tenants. Stewart-Cousins says talks are progressing on how to crack down on retail theft, although so far Democrats in the legislature have not signed on to Governor Kathy Hochul's plan to increase penalties for robbers who also assault a store employee. Earlier this month, Governor Hochul signaled that she might be willing to drop a controversial budget proposal that would have resulted in half of the state school districts receiving significantly less money from the state than they did in previous years. Hochul wanted to end the provision known as Hold Harmless. It guarantees that no school gets less funding than it did in the budget the year before. The governor told reporters she's leaning instead toward a study to change the state's foundation aid formula going forward that would put off any potential cuts until at least a year into the future.
We talked about putting a process in place so by this time next year, giving everybody the notice and warning that they all asked for, that there will be a different formula. And I'm just deciding with the leaders how that mechanism will work, but I think it's going to be put us all in a much better place.
Stewart-Cousins says she thinks this year's final budget will include restorations for the hundreds of districts that would have had to scramble to make up for a sudden drop in funding.
We are looking at mitigating the pain that half of the school districts in this state was going to experience.
The Senate leader says budget talks will continue among the governor and the top leaders in the legislature, but she can't guarantee that there will be a spending agreement by the time the next extender runs out on Tuesday. She says the budget talks are at the beginning of the end, but she says the end is always the hardest part. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.